Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio from the Berlinale Film Festival. I'm here with Judith Stade and Christian Popa, the actors of the film Monsters. Good afternoon. You play a couple who has struggled being together but who cannot be but together. You act in the film in three moments, so there is the first part only for your perspective, and then the second part from his perspective. And how did you work together in order to prepare yourself and to complete one to the other for the specific parts?
Here is a bit of a story, because I was casted in the role of Dana only 2 days before the actual beginning of the shooting. So there has been this cast change in the last minute, literally. Yeah. So we didn't know each other. We've only met briefly a week before this at a rehearsal for the scene that I was supposed to actually be in, which was the scene of the baptism party. Yeah. And I was supposed to be one of the pregnant ladies talking to Dana about children and all of the situation that kind of places the character in a very uncomfortable situation and a pressuring one. And we were talking about this with Marius also. I was actually really feeling uncomfortable, because two of the actresses in, they are really pregnant, and the father, the friend in the film played by actor Rolando Bazzangos, was actually freshly became a father in that moment. So they were really talking about children and everything, which is a topic that I'm personally being confronted with and pressured with all the time, because I don't have children, although I'm married. So I was really dealing with this pressure, and Marius saw this, my uncomfortable way of kind of pulling away and back from the conversation, so I really didn't take part in that. So that kind of inspired him and made him see that actually, I will quote him, saw in me the vulnerability that he actually wanted for the character Dana. So we didn't really prepare. I just jumped in the character, yeah. And in the first part, we only had the phone call that actually happened between the two of us. And while we were having a day off from the shooting, we were meeting and trying to get things together. But it was actually more on the spot for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want to ask you, Christian, you played this role, which is really intense and complicated, but very fragile at the same time, because this man he knows who he is, but he's not sure to be sure that he wants to be who he is. I mean, he has this kind of fight within himself, in order, because he has some his life is going in a direction that he didn't know, probably, and this direction involves something that goes against his couple, the couple is in. And he still wants to be in this couple, but he doesn't know how to deal with it. So it was, I mean, this is the way I saw it. So how was it difficult for you to be so believable?
It was a lot of work with the director, with Marius. Mm-hmm. We had some rehearsals during 8 months, but not every day, but that, yeah. Almost 8 months, and he explained a lot, but it was indeed very difficult, because not always I understood what was the meaning of the situation. Or
both characters, but yours specifically, you don't talk much in the film.
Yes.
There are not many lines to, so you can use the voice and the words to express. You need to explain it to us by acting, by with your face, with your movement, with your body, which makes everything more deep, more touching, but more complicated, I believe, under the actor point of view.
For me, it was my first feature film. So. I don't know what's happening there. I know I work a lot in theater, mm-hmm. and what happened there on the set was a result of this working with Marius, oh, and nice. Also with Judith. And
I wanted to ask you both one thing about the relationship among your characters. This couple is a troubled couple, because of, you know, he has this sexual affirmation issues. Your character Judith is a woman that doesn't want children in a society where everyone wants her to have a baby, but he doesn't want to have a baby. And so, as I say before, you are outsiders. And do you know anybody in that situation? Have you have any kind of personal experiences, maybe reflected from couples that have this kind of issues that you could bring into your character?
I find myself in Dana a lot, and as I was also previously talking to Marius, I don't think that necessarily it has to be punctual in terms of, okay, my husband has a sexuality issue. Mm-hmm. I think it's a film that really addresses people in all kinds of relationship on a level of honesty and on a level of generosity, on a level of how far are you willing to go from yourself and from the truth that you believe in so hard mm-hmm. to really have an encounter, an honest encounter with the other. So that's on that level I find myself there, because sometimes I have this tendency, many times I have this tendency of really sticking to my beliefs and not really allowing myself to be flexible to others' opinions. So sometimes when I believe something strongly, I stick to that a lot. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, this thing with having a baby, because I have this long relationship already with my better half for almost 15 years, and everybody is asking us already for a very long time, okay, and when the baby, and the clock is ticking, and it's very personal, it's a very personal issue, it's a very intimate question, and I always said that I feel like people should be banned from asking questions, because it's a question that they ask with so much lightness, and especially friends of mine. And also, yes, I find myself in that moment when most of my friends, my girlfriends, already have families with children, mm-hmm. not one, two, three. And yes, they have this light smile, okay, when are you going to do it? It's amazing, you have to do it. And I don't know, we don't know so much about people, we don't know so much about what their actual feelings are, and I think that such an intimate and such a private matter should be addressed maybe differently if you necessarily want an answer to why you are not having kids. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I relate to that a lot.
And do you think that both issues that your characters have in the film, and the way they are forced to deal with that, because the society wants them to be in a way or in the other, are linked to kind of a religious belief or Catholicism? Because, you know, you're Romanian, I'm Italian, we are more or less in the same kind of situation in that term. So sometimes society is very pushy, and not because it is in pushing itself, but because the religion you follow creates dogmas that forces you to do something that you shouldn't do. And do you think that this is another additional oppression on the two characters, so they act as they act?
It is. I think it is. And also, before we were talking about the grandmother being pushy, and the question of the generation gap came in between. But then I was thinking while this answer was given, that it's not only the grandmother, it's also our friends that it seems like it's a paradoxical position, because society loves us as a couple, but at the same time detests us individually, him for being the way he is and me for accepting him, having the question, why do you put up with everything if he is the way he is, as a, let's say, monster, as the title would put it. And yes, it's also not only the pressure from the grandmother coming, but also the pressure from all our friends who see us as this perfect, beautiful young couple, and obviously asking themselves, when are you going to join us, the normal people, having already the baby and everything. Yeah. And in terms of society now, not only in the film, in present times, yes, there is this issue, and also this we've been talking a lot about in the interviews. Last year already, like really close to shooting the film, the referendum was going on in Romania, through which they tried to change the constitution, from the definition in the constitution, from the marriages between two people, this is how the constitution is at the moment, into marriage is the connection, the connection between a man and a woman. So they necessarily wanted to change this to make it clear that only that is an accepted connection between two people, if they're a man and a woman. So yeah.
And but luckily it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
We were all happy about that, honestly. One last question is about the way you worked with Marius on the set. Is there was a collaboration between the three of you, or you just follow what the boss was saying?
I liked a lot working with Marius, a lot. And one of the things that I was really appreciative of, and also in a sort of an awe, was the fact that I know this is a very important film for him and a very personal, important subject. And I was really surprised by the fact that the moment that some things were not working, or we would bring something different from what he would propose, he would immediately change. I mean, he was so open to improve, and so open to new information, although the script had been written and precisely set, that it surprised me that he did not get stuck and attached to his idea. And he was very moldable, maybe the most moldable of all on the set. And that for me was a really nice surprise. I mean, surprise. It was really nice to see and to observe and to put myself in contradiction with, because I'm really, I tend to get very attached to the way I think things should be.
Okay.
So sometimes I had the impression that he knows also the timing of the lines. And that happened in that situation in the old apartment.
In the old
when
apartment,
the,
yeah.
It was a scene, everything was going very well during the rehearsal. But when in the day of shooting, something, I don't know what happened, but
didn't work
so well. And he thought a little bit, and he changed
completely. Yeah, and also the ending is changed from the way it was supposed to be. And
yes.
Also before this final form of mm-hmm. the film, shape, it had undergone several editing drafts that we saw. And yeah, he tries, and he's really open, although super demanding. But
well,
I loved working.
You know, he's a director, so he has to demand. He must be demanding a lot. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Judith Staté and to Christian Popov, the actors of Monsters. From the Berlinale, I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.